Hey, my friends, this one's going to be short, sweet, and powerful because it is past my bedtime. I got to get to bed. I'm down in South Carolina with my sweetheart. So we're on a kind of romantic business trip. We're learning tons of awesome things, leveling up, meeting with great people, learning from the very best. Do that, by the way. Constantly be reading. We're devouring some great books right now. I'm actually going to speak and present at a business, going to do like a business seminar training with them. I'll be presenting, and so just diving through the material there and reading other great books and then presenters and seminars. So just always be learning, my friends. Whatever it is you want to improve on, or whatever your industry is, or whatever your craft is, whatever your thing is, the thing you want to be great at, and especially if you want to master something. I think every one of us should master one or two things in life and just become absolutely world class in that thing. I hope you have your thing and you're working on it consistently. Every day you can do a little bit on it, but then we can become really good, really competent and confident and proficient in other things, languages. And of course, you've heard me say this before, in relationships and communication and marriage and parenting and all the awesomeness, right? Be great at what you do and choose those. Man, we've been thinking about this a lot lately. I wasn't even going to talk about this, you guys, but I get so excited. I got to share all this awesomeness. I've been thinking about it so much lately. Just get absolutely crystal clear. What are the skill sets that you know 100% will ensure your future success? Just identify those. They're not many, maybe between 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. These key skill sets that on one side are standing in between you and your future self and your future dreams and goals. Like, there's this barrier, and that barrier is just a set of skills. Really, that's all it is. What's standing in between you and where you want to go is just a set of skills. But then on the other side, it's like, look, there's a set of skills that if you learn them, they will guarantee your future success because you'll become so good at them and so proficient. You find out, you know, what needs to be done, what must be done, and become really good at those things. Do that and watch what happens. Be committed to it. Dig in. It's all about commitment and consistency, and consistency and commitment. Do those things and do them well. Whoa, watch what happens. But tonight, I just briefly want to talk about ambition and balance. I hope you're driven. I hope you're ambitious. And ambitious in this way that you just want to live a great life. You want to be your best self, right? That you won't accept mediocrity. You won't tolerate mediocrity. Not of yourself, not of your life, not of the things around you and in your control. You just will not tolerate that. That's the kind of ambition I'm talking about. I hope you're hungry. Hungry for growth and hungry for improvement and hungry for learning and hungry for making an impact and making a difference and doing things in this life that matter. Right? Woo, I'm fired up, aren't I? I love you guys. Love you. And if I get fired up like this, it's because I love you, because I care, and I want you to live at your best self. I remember times in my life just, you know, because I grew up in a place where it wasn't about ambition. It was really about survival, and the only vision we had was making it through the week, right? And so many people live that way. The full length of their vision is Friday. They can see till Friday. And because they hate their lives, they hate what they're doing, they either hate school or hate their job, or they just can't stand things. And sometimes they're just trying to, they're just in survival mode and they have no vision. And I was there, you know, getting through my teens especially, it was just survival. And I didn't have any ambition. I just wanted to have something to eat. And then I was tired of life, and life was hard and frustrating. So I just wanted some entertainment. Oh, I wanted to escape, right? To escape into entertainment, or to use it as a coping method. And so then a lot of us are just turning to these copings, right? It's super unhealthy to the constant entertainment or vices or whatever it is. And we lack this hunger and this drive and this ambition to become our best selves. And sometimes we're afraid of the work. And I will be totally straight with you guys. I always will be. It's not easy to pursue your greatness. That will never be easy. And if somebody tells you it is, I think I would question that. Because it's just good, hard work that is the price tag on every beautiful and wonderful thing in life, right? Anything that's really, really worth it, there's a price tag on it. And that's okay. That's wonderful. And we shouldn't shy away from that. We shouldn't be afraid of it. Like, lean into it. Like, hey, this is going to take a lot of work. All right, this is fantastic. Let's go after this. Let's go for it. So I want to talk tonight. I hope you'll go after your dreams. I hope you'll be excited. I hope you'll be ambitious to become your absolute best self and to create your extraordinary family life. And my friends, we are going to give you the formula. In fact, we're giving it. That's what we're doing here. But more, we're creating, we're going after it. So speaking of ambition, Rachel and I, we are going after it. And I'm calling my shots here a little bit. Like, I'm going to have a big impact. Because it is my mission and my calling and my drive and my desire to make a positive difference in the world. And I'm going to make it happen. And I hope you'll come along. And you join me and just create this movement and this momentum and this drive. And you're already here. You're already listening. I love you. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of that. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. But we're going to share this formula, the extraordinary family life formula. Whoa. And take those things and live those things and dream, my friends, and then get up and pursue the dream. Just do something every day that you know is a step closer. And step by step, we will go on a long journey. But it has to be coupled with balance. That's why I said ambition and balance. Because I see ambition often grow wild and out of control. And where it begins to compromise the things that matter. And so always check your ambition. It seems counterintuitive, right? Because ambition and balance, like you're like, wait a minute. If you're ambitious, some things get out of balance. And I get it if for a time you got to go all in. And for a time, you know, in little ways, you're like, man, I got to put in the hours today. It's going to be a 12 or 16 hour day. But you cannot do that day after day after day for weeks and then months and years, because you will neglect and destroy everything else. Can't do that. And so you have to be ambitious with balance. And balance, I've taught before in my podcast and in my trainings, balance does not mean that everything gets equal time. It means that everything gets appropriate time. And sometimes that adjusts, right? But here's the main point with balance. Do not compromise your values and standards. Do not compromise the things that really, truly matter the most to you. If your family matters the most to you, and I'm gonna really encourage you that that be the case. I was gonna say like it should be like, oh man, and I believe it. Family should be right. Oh, that's why we're here. It's extraordinary family life. Make your family a priority and prove that it's a priority. Prove it with your actions. Prove it with your focus and your energy and attention. And prove it in a way that sometimes other things get neglected because family comes first. You with me? Like, sometimes other things are going to get neglected because family comes first. It is the priority. But now, like, is it possible to be really successful in business and have the income you want to live your dreams and still have a great family? Absolutely. And great health? Absolutely. And service and worship and all the important things in life? Absolutely. That's where that balance piece comes in. Where, man, I'll have to get into this. I got to go to bed. Speaking of balance, I was like, I had to talk to you guys tonight because I just was thinking about, you know, I got to share this, but I got to get to bed so I can sleep. Sleep well at night, my friends. Get to bed and get good sleep and get up early and get to work. But maintain the balance. You can have great health and a great family relationship, great marriage, great parenting, great connection, great impact, and great income, like all these great things. This is the extraordinary family life formula. You guys better buckle up. It is coming. We're just going to give you all the training because it's all about training. Training and habits, my friends. Training and habits. It's all about training. It's coming. It is coming. Are you excited? Are you excited? You want this? Oh! So be ambitious. Be hungry. But do not compromise. Do not compromise. That's where the balance comes in. Right? To be hungry, to be driven, to go get it without compromising the things that matter most. Because you look around, you'll see it again and again and again. People who let their ambitions get out of control. And it destroys them. And so they might become successful in one area or another and be totally miserable because they compromise and destroy the things that matter most. So we're going to do this right, friends. You ambitious, driven people, you busy, hungry go-getters, you entrepreneurs, and you wild, unconventional nonconformists. I love you people. We're going to go after it. We're going to make things happen. You're going to be your best. And that best is going to include giving time and attention and love to the things that matter most, right? So you can be ambitious with balance. Because awesome is always an option. Good night, my friends. Reach upward. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a lot of value out of it and found some things that you can apply to your life right away. Hey, I'm being totally sincere when I say I live to help you live your extraordinary life. So I hope you'll reach out to me if you have any questions or let me know how I can help you in any important area of your life. And in fact, you know, this podcast is brought to you by the School of Awesome Sauce monthly coaching program. Take advantage of that. Get in there. If it's the best way to get a breakthrough to the next level so you can level up your health, your spirituality, your emotions, your mind, your relationships, your finances, business, every part of your life. Just get in there where you have a coach and a mentor. You have a supportive community to make things happen. So jump in there, take advantage of this, try it out, get in there with us, and level up your life. See you on the inside. Reach upward.